Well, hello, hello, and a very warm welcome to today's show. You're listening to Kevin Durgeon here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station, available online via the UK Health Radio app and also via Alexa. An extremely warm welcome to this week's edition of Acupuncture Point. With the heartbreak open, so much you can't hide. Put on a little makeup, make sure they get you good side. If the words unspoken get stuck in your throat, send a treasure token, write it on a pound note.
Set them, so everyone can take note. When I saw you kneeling, quiet words that you mean. Opening the eyeballs, pretending that you're Al Green.
You are listening to Kevin Durgeon here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining us here on Acupuncture Point this week. Gosh, you know what? I had such an exciting week. It doesn't often happen, but I was recently contacted by a very, very lovely journalist who works for the Guardian newspaper. Well, actually, he's a video journalist, and he wanted to basically talk about acupuncture and to find out whether acupuncture could help with autoimmune conditions. This journalist has multiple sclerosis. Anyway, he came along for the treatment. And he was leaning quite heavily on his cane. And when he arrived and we did the treatment, it was a very, very simple 5-element acupuncture treatment. He asked me so many questions. And I was possibly grilled for about 3 hours. So that's quite a long time to be focusing and talking, even for somebody like me. Anyway, the really exciting thing is, so I left the room, let him get changed again, and I was waiting in another room with the cameraman, and we were having a nice little gas together. Anyway, this journalist who had arrived leaning heavily on his walking stick, he walked down the corridor, no cane. He said he felt really great, he was upright, and it was just really, really moving. The ridiculous thing, of course, was that I was gassing with the cameraman, so we didn't actually get that miraculous effect on tape, but we did talk about it later on, which was very, very positive. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I was so excited and really, really pleased that the treatment had gone well. I'd actually spoken to a few different acupuncture practitioners, basically thinking about ways in which I should treat. And because the way in which I needle my patients, I need the patients to feel it. I need there to be a sensation. Sometimes it can be quite strong. And I was thinking to myself, well, do I really want to have somebody going ouch on camera? And in the end, I just thought, Kevin, do what you have done for over 17 years. Just focus on that. Just do as you ordinarily would do. And I'm so glad that I did, because imagine how I would have felt if this guy had come. This is his introduction to acupuncture. Imagine if I hadn't given him the best treatment that I possibly could. I would have felt wretched, and he possibly wouldn't have had any benefit. Anyway, back to today's show. Why eating an avocado a day could be great for your health. I love avocados. We're going to explore my wonderful new book, Delicious Mauritius, Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen. I came across a wonderful article that I basically want to read for you. It relates to the healing power of water. And you might not think that that's got much to do with acupuncture, but frankly it does, because one of the elements within the cycle, the five element cycle, is the element of water. And also, we are going to look into how, if you have had a stroke, how acupuncture could help you to recover in the long term. And if that, my dear friends, was not enough, we're also going to be playing another marvellous round of Game of Themes. Yes, and if you'd like to join in the glorious fun, all you need to do is to see if you are able to connect the dots and to guess the theme that links all of the fabulous music together.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt. Think I'll sing it again. She had humps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. All night long. Let me see that thong. Baby, that thong, the thong, thong, thong. I like it when the beat go. Baby, make your booty go. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. That girl's so scandalous, and I know I never handle it. That thing like who's the ish, with a look in the eyes so devilish. She like to dance on the hip hop spots, and she cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she like the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, what, what? Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Go, baby, make your booty go. That thong, the thong, 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 yeah.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things. Make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, hello, hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for listening to Acupuncture Point. So I came across this study and I had to share it with you. Eating just one avocado a week, so just one avocado a week, it slashes your risk of heart disease by up to a fifth. Isn't that incredible? So basically, this is according to results of a study that looked at over 100,000 people. And the results of this study suggested that if you eat just one gorgeous green avocado, it cuts the risk of heart disease by up to a fifth. So according to Harvard University, oh, you know, we love a bit of Harvard University, don't we? According to them, they say that the bright green fruit is filled with healthy fats, and these healthy fats lower bad cholesterol and they prevent plaque from building up in your arteries. So they're now recommending that rather than having butter or margarine or cheese on your toast, that you have smashed avocado. I don't know about you, but whenever I see that on a menu, smashed avocado, it always makes me feel a bit irritated. But anyway, it is delicious though. It is really, really gorgeous food. This study was published in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Basically, they questioned the participants about their diet every 2 to 4 years, and their answers were compared to medical records at the end of the trial. So they excluded people who ate too much, so men who ate more than 4,200 calories, and women who ate too much as well, or those who ate too little, because being too fat or too thin can put increased strain on your heart. And the overall results demonstrated that those people who ate a whole avocado once a week, they were 16% less likely to suffer from any form of heart disease compared to those who never or rarely ate the fruit. Isn't that fascinating? I remember reading somewhere about how if you look at fruit and vegetables, just the way that it looks can give you a demonstration about what it can help with. And I remember seeing this picture of an avocado, which obviously has got a big round pip right in the middle. And that was demonstrating, well, actually, avocados are good for your heart, perhaps. And if you cut a carrot down the middle, it looks like an eye. So anyway, I don't know why I went off onto that tangent. But anyway, I hope that you found that of interest.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place that was brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
why. There's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are three, we stop existing and start living.
Listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining in and for supporting my show, Acupuncture Point. Every week, UK Health Radio has over 1.3 million people listening to us. That's wonderful. Just think about all of the positivity and all the people who are touched by all of our wonderful, healthsome and happy-making stories. So thank you so much for being part of our tribe. I wanted to talk to you now about my book. So I wrote a book last year. I finally did it. It's called Delicious Mauritius, Tastes, and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen, and it's available on Amazon. Basically, I wrote it with my mum. I can't take credit for the book, although I wish I could, because basically my mum, we did it during lockdown. My mum sat at her house, which is in Clapham, and I sat at my home, which is in Croydon, and we Zoomed together. I would ask her to think up some recipes, and then she would dictate the recipes to me. I would try to keep up with her because sometimes she would talk really, really quickly. And together we created this lovely book. And it is a really lovely book because in addition to having some gorgeous Mauritian recipes, my family's from Mauritius, I also peppered it. Did you like that sort of culinary joke? I peppered it with some really lovely stories from my past, and basically bringing some of the recipes to life. So I'm not going to go into all of the stories, but I just thought I wanted to share one with you. It is a bit of a disgusting one, but I think it's very funny. So this is from Delicious Mauritius, page 39, The Mystery of the Floating Gâteau Piment. Now, before I go into the story, let me tell you what a gâteau piment is. So if the Ernest falafel had a glamorous makeover, it might transform into a gâteau piment. These crisp, sun-kissed and chilly hot bites are adored by Mauritian people of all ages. If you plan to serve them to children, you might like to cut out the chili and they will still be delicious. In my opinion, gâteau piment are best served hot, 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 which incidentally is a song by a band called Arrow that has been played at every single Mauritian wedding all over the world since the 1980s. They are a wonderful breakfast dish and are particularly tasty sandwiched in a buttered bread roll. Mm. They also make smashing pre-dinner snacks. My mum makes them as flattish rings with a hole in the middle, but you can fashion them into simple ball shapes and they will taste just as good. So now you know what a gâteau piment is, let's go on to the mystery of the floating gâteau piment. A fitting end to a blazing hot summer's day is a trip to Peribere Beach. And so, my cousin Ramesh and I decided that this is exactly where we should go. We anticipated an afternoon of healthy sport, swimming and splashing in the sheltered Peribere Lagoon. Backstroking languidly across the lagoon, that was when I saw it. Someone had obviously been careless at lunch. The pale brown, deep-fried treat bobbed along innocently in the crystal clear water. And then it happened to bob by a little bit closer, when it was revealed to not be a floating gâteau piment at all, but a floater of a very different and most unsavoury kind. "Everyone out!" bellowed Ramesh. I know. You know what? I had so much fun writing those little vignettes. I was at, just to veer off on a tangent, I was at a conference last week, brilliant, brilliant conference about integrated medicine. And I took part in a panel discussion, or rather I was present during this panel discussion where they were talking about all of the different approaches to health. So things like obviously eating properly, doing exercise. It's something called health coaching. It's where you enable people to live their best lives. And whilst they were talking, all I could think was, but that's acupuncture. You're essentially talking about what I do every day in my acupuncture clinic. And just coming back to my book, some of the points that some of these very, very intelligent doctors and specialists you know, conventional medical specialists were saying that it's really important for many people to encourage them to do hobbies, to encourage them to be creative. And one person spoke about how painting, as in doing creative painting artwork, had helped this woman to come out of an extremely debilitating depression. So I think that if you want to maintain good health, if you want to maintain good happiness, really don't neglect your skills. You know, the things that you used to enjoy doing when you were younger, you know, all of that creative writing, all of the doodling, all of the drawing, all of the dancing. Make time to do these things, you know, make time to do them, because that is going to nourish your soul and your spirit. And wherever your spirit goes, your health will also follow.
You keep saying you've got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with me today. Now, I practice a style of acupuncture called five element acupuncture. And the five elements are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. And they all represent a different time of year, and it basically represents a cycle of nature. So if we start off with wood, springtime, that opens up into fire, summertime, that then goes into late summer, the time of harvest, earth, then earth goes into autumn, which is metal, the time when trees lose their leaves and there's a sense of loss in the air. And then finally, we end up at water, which is the period of winter, a time when we feel a bit nervous. Do we have the reserves of food that we need to see us through until the next the next year. And I came across this really beautiful article that I'm just going to read for you now. It's by Nick Polizzi, and I found it on the Sacred Science page or website. And this article is called The Healing Power of Water. And I just thought it was so beautiful. Bruce Lee once said, "Be like water, making its way through cracks. Do not be assertive, but adjust to the object, and you shall find a way around or through it." I love that. I absolutely love that. Studies have shown that people who live near or next to water are 10% happier. Researchers from the University of Exeter, they found that people who lived within a mile from the sea, they were 22% less likely to experience mental health disorders such as anxiety and depression. I mean, isn't that incredible? I know that, everybody knows that it's one of the nicest things to do, to go out and to eat with a view of the river. I adore that. Anyway, coming back to this article, apparently being close to water increases our happiness. And a marine biologist, Wallace Nichols, calls the immeasurable sense of peace that we feel around water our blue mind. Water gives and it teaches us so much, but of course we take it for granted. Although we all know that there's nothing quite like the feeling of drinking cold, clear water when you're parched, or if it's a boiling hot day, diving into a crystal clear lake. How lovely. How absolutely lovely. So I'm now going to run through what to look for in your water. So pure, mineral-rich, clean water. It offers incredible benefits for your mind and body. So when you're looking at your drinking water, make sure that it's free from contaminants like fungi, bacteria and parasites. It should be rich in essential minerals like sulfur, manganese and calcium. And also if it's alkaline, which has got a pH above 7, this may add additional benefits to you. I'm just going to flick through the rest of this because I want to get to the really, really exciting part, which is the healing power of water. So water supports our digestion and it transports nutrients throughout the body. It flushes bacteria through the kidneys and out of your bladder, carries oxygen to the cells, helps to regulate our temperature, and on the list goes. There's a water scientist called Masaru Emoto, hopefully I pronounced that correctly, and this person believed that while water can heal us, we can heal water. And this very, very clever thinker conducted research on frozen water and found, and this is where it's fascinating, that water holds and responds to the energetic frequencies that are directed to it. So if, I mean, this is groundbreaking stuff. Emoto discovered that water has the ability to copy and to transfer information. So water that was exposed to violent or hateful messages, they formed fragmented and lopsided crystals when they were in a frozen state. But when we direct loving and grateful vibrations towards the water that we drink, the water responds by moving into symmetrical and beautiful patterns. I mean, that is incredible. I remember reading and looking at some research where if you put the word love, if you write the word love and put a glass of water over it, and then later freeze that water, you will see beautiful, beautiful patterns. If you write the word hate, evil, vindictive, negative words, and put those underneath the glass of water, when you freeze that, you will notice and you will see just damaged, damaged crystals. Isn't that incredible? So basically, we can heal water just as water can heal us. So there is this wonderfully sacred relationship between water and human beings.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, hello, hello, hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for sticking with us. We would love for you to connect with us on social media. It really is another way for us to spread the love, spread positivity, and to spread light all around the world. So please do look us up and connect with us. So 3 years ago, almost to the day, 3 years ago, my brother-in-law had a stroke. And honestly, it's wonderful because 3 years later, thank the Lord, he is doing really, really well and thriving. So I have a really big connection, obviously, to stroke. And I wanted to share with you some recent research that basically demonstrates that acupuncture reduces the death rate post-stroke. So it was quite a large investigation looking at over 300,000 patients with stroke. And basically they did a study. They looked at people who had strokes between 2006 and 2013. And they basically looked at people. I'm going to rewind here. Basically, the aim of the study was to demonstrate whether having traditional Chinese medicine is associated with long-term mortality after stroke. And basically, they demonstrated that if you have traditional acupuncture therapy at the same time of receiving Western inpatient care during the acute stages of stroke recovery, it's associated with a reduced risk of long-term mortality. So that's really, really good, isn't it? When I went to China several years ago now, I met many, many patients who received stroke treatment. And in fact, when you go to hospital with a stroke, you receive acupuncture as part of your emergency care, which is really, really good. You have regular acupuncture treatments alongside, so hand in hand with your conventional care, and together people do really, really well.
Such amazing grace.
Can you believe it? We are already at home time, but not before, drumroll please, I reveal the results of this week's game of theme. Well, of course, this week's theme is shoes. I hear you say, how so, I hear you cry. Well, we started off with Goody Two Shoes by Adam Ant. We had Cisco singing about thongs. That, I believe, is the American term for flip-flops. We had Heal the World. I know, a lovely play on words there. These boots are made for walking. And this by Maria McKee. Shoe me heaven. I know. And I'm completely unapologetic. So, on that note, thank you so much for joining me, Kevin Durgeon, here on Acupuncture Point. Coming up next, we have Chi Time with the truly brilliant Clara Apollo. But from me, Kevin Durgeon, I'll see you again next week. Lots of love. Goodbye.